This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A man named Brett Kavanaugh is going to be probably for 12 hours asked about all kinds of things, but he got a big taste of that today as the nominee went through the ropes somewhat on the first day of what was described as rancorous Senate hearings that have, of course, divided houses with Republicans and Democrats. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, this show. Kavanaugh, President Trump's pick to succeed the now retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, in all likelihood, would shift the court to the right. A U.S. appeals court judge in Washington since 2006, Kavanaugh struck down federal regulations, backed gun freedoms, and questioned abortion rights. I think it still means there'll be questions, but unless there's some crazy smoking gun, pardon the pun, I don't see how he won't be confirmed. I don't see how. You can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Easy to remember. That's why we changed it, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you're there. Right from the get-go, we have David listening in San Francisco. Let's go to David. Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Kate. Long time no talk. Hey, you know, I was going to...
No, we can't hear David. David, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes? Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. What's on your mind about the Supreme Court nominee?
Okay, good. I was going to open into it by, if I remember right, about 2 or 3 months ago, wasn't there a Supreme Court ruling that was going to make it easier to gamble on sports?
It yes.
was like a sports betting ruling.
Yeah. It went through. Yes.
Yeah, and if I understand right, you certainly, you know, neither of us are old enough to remember, was it the 1929 Blackhawks, or was it the Black Sox scandal?
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, where they threw the game that was the World Series, and
yep.
they intentionally threw it just to make a whole bunch of money. Well, do I understand right that this ruling would make that easier and actually almost legal?
It feels like that to some. There's no way to know that exactly, but yes, absolutely. Yeah, it changes the game completely.
Yeah, and every game. And,
yes.
and so it's, you know, it's basketball, football, and then, of course, since you've got, you know, many of these online gaming, systems that are based in the Cayman Islands, if they've got a rigged game, good luck trying to get your money back. So, the whole issue that the Supreme Court, I think I've told you, you know, I've been calling GCN for years, and at least for 2 years I've been warning them that Donald Trump, everybody in New York City has known it for 40 years. And every appointment that he makes, every judicial appointment, every district attorney, every appointment that he makes, consider them organized crime choices. And so in the case of Kavanaugh, you remember, of course, during Monica Lewinsky days, during Bill Clinton, Kenneth Starr was the famous attorney that was running that special
yes,
investigation.
Absolutely.
And Kavanaugh worked for Kenneth Starr, and he was considered his dirty tricks man. And for many years, it was thought that Kenneth Starr spent $40 million on a blue dress, you know,
yeah.
on that impeachment effort.
Yes.
Well, it turned out it was $60 million. And Kavanaugh is one of the wealthiest nominees for the Supreme Court in the history of the Supreme Court, and he made most of his...
And we're just losing you there, so it's... Can we hear you? We got you. You were making your point. Go for it, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's a dirty tricks guy.
Kavanaugh, you're saying.
And so now, one of the senators from California, Kamala Harris, made a great comment this morning. She was one of the opening senators. And she made a comment that if Kavanaugh is so proud of his record, then why won't he release 90% of his documents? And a good part of those documents are from the Kenneth Starr days. And those are not top secret documents. There is no reason, you know, we the people own those documents, and we the people get the right to see them, and the senators can't even see them. Much less then that Kavanaugh was working with the Bush administration in the days right after 9/11. So the issues of torture, you know, illegal detentions of prisoners, rounding people up in secret prisons and never giving them an attorney, all sorts of really ugly things. They won't release 5 years of worth of his documents in those Bush years.
Yeah, so David, that's an interesting point. I'm going to throw that out. Thanks for the thoughts. Kavanaugh, he says, won't release those records. That is true, or those decisions. Do you think well, first of all, do I think he's going to be confirmed? Absolutely. Do I think we have polarizing opposites with our government? Of course. I say it all the time. It's like sports teams. It's funny he started with the whole sports gambling thing because David did, and thanks for the call, David, because I always say left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, whatever the label. And here's the thing. You talk about this very same thing, and you get a different reaction to Kavanaugh and what he's done in the past and what he will do for the court. And the one thing he will do on the court is swing, theoretically, the court a little more right, but just because that's the way it looks on paper, it doesn't always mean that it's going to come out that way either. And presidents who thought they were going to go a certain way with their nominees, and then they went ahead and picked their nominee, and it didn't work out in some cases because of ideology, ideologistic, which is, I don't even think a word, but the ideologies clash so much, and then the person with the most control wins because they can stack the deck a little bit more. So he does bring up an interesting point, and one that is valid all the way around the board, and we're seeing those questions being asked. I think it's going to be tougher to just assume you can dig, just assume they can dig out of it, if that makes sense. It's going to be very much theater on Wednesday, because that's part of this gig. It's part of the deal when you become the Supreme Court Justice, because remember, that's a lifelong appointment. You hold it for as long as you want, or unless you had some kind of terminal illness or something, but it matters who's on that Supreme Court, and we all know it. And that's why having a more detailed, which they're doing, kind of hearing is so, so important. So once again, you can always call to weigh in at 855-266-2283. Let me jam on those digits again, 855-266-2283. Or send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let it flow.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever Mahalo makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
There's always a lot of numbers around us. I say it all the time. If you want to learn more, simply look at the numbers. Sometimes they say follow the money, whichever way you prefer. But seriously, in this version of We Can Count, how about this? Hundreds of fraternity houses across the U.S. no longer allow frat members to serve hard liquor. They won't allow it. They, at the North American Interfraternity Conference, the policy effectively now that's happened means that most of the nation's fraternities can't dole out strong booze. And trust me, they were known for that. They were known, you know, for at certain parties doing that. And this goes back to, sadly, this is the number, a 19-year-old's death. It was the death of a Penn State engineering student, Tim Piazza, who died of severe head and abdominal injuries after falling several times at the Beta Thai Pi House the night of a bid acceptance ceremony. How sad is that? He had 3 to 4 times the legal limit for alcohol, and it led to him falling and everything that had happened there. Following his death, there was a 21-year-old Ryan Burke, who was sentenced to 3 months house arrest, 27 months of probation, 100 hours of community service, and fined $1,000. And it was 4 counts of unlawful acts relative to liquor, malt, and brewed beverages and licenses. So no more. They can't do it anymore. The new alcohol policy says the presence of alcohol above 15% in any chapter or at any chapter event when served by a third-party vendor, boom, forget about it. I'm not going to have it. And that was smart because it was so shocking, so sad, and so unnecessary. Get a different ritual if it's going to be like that. Oh, that was just the worst story when it came out. I mean, the worst when it came out. Moving to something else with numbers in it, and it was hard to find the numbers. Let me tell you, I found them all over the place. Condi Rice was at the Kavanaugh hearings, Brett Kavanaugh. The road of him trying to become the Supreme Court, next Supreme Court justice. So, what do you do when you're in that situation? Well, you have as many people that can hear you speak, see you. And remember, Rice served as Secretary of the State from 2005 to 2009. So I give him a good chance to nail this. The more help you have, the more people that look under the hood, the easier it is to kick the tires and change out a few things. Definitely. Bernard Kirk's new thriller is called, well, basically it's about the carnage of 9/11. It is a thriller, but there's some truth to this. Because he saw what it was like firsthand, former New York police commissioner. And now he imagines the next attack could happen in this new thriller, The Grave Above the Grave. Ooh, The Grave Above the Grave. Ooh. And so he's drawing on some of his experience, obviously, former, and the thing is called The Grave Above the Grave. I'll say it one more time. Grave Above the Grave, so easy to remember. And Kirk, who was appointed to head the New York PD's 34,000 uniformed officers by Rudy Giuliani, now President Trump's lawyer, recalled the gritty days when he says that New York was just a hellhole. That's what he called it. Just completely chaotic and awful. So now, in following this, it takes us to a different level when his writing has become so popular, but he's smart. He's writing about what he knows and putting the characters into his situation, I think. And that makes complete sense to me. All right, Congressman Hunter probably wishes his trial would hurry up and get here. His trial is pushed back until after Election Day, and probably with the weather, maybe more delays. But if you don't know the story, a federal trial of Republican Californian Congressman Dunker Hunter wouldn't take place before Election Day as originally planned, but instead November 22nd, charges that he and his wife allegedly misused $250,000 in campaign funds for personal use. Personal use. So absconding with a coffee cup. I don't know. Sounds pretty intriguing. And in a sense, it is pretty intriguing. And there's lots and lots of numbers surrounding that. You know, and speaking of numbers, I wish I had a telescope, or more importantly, infrared. You light up if you saw the episodes. But the new Jack Ryan on Amazon, kind of a Hollywood budget and style, but doing it on the small screen. So I'm wondering how many of you saw it. I saw a bunch of the episodes, and almost all of them, and I'm blown away by it. I liked the character before anyway, but he just embodies this guy. He's great as the next level to jump in there. I mean, just absolutely fabulous. That's the truth of it. You just know when someone comes along like that, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So we bring it back around more hardcore. and you wonder about Duncan and what other things do they possibly have on him that they can say, look, he and his wife were indicted last month for allegedly using $250,000 in campaign money for personal expenses, so that's what we needed to know. Boom, right there. And it makes sense because there are people that were counting on some promises they frankly weren't delivered on. And boy, that is infuriating. Oh. Serena Williams, by the way, hats off to her. She is in yet another U.S. Open semifinals, and the whole idea is to move on to the finals. So it looked like she was going to be upset, but she pulled it out. She trailed 8th-seeded Pliskova, 3-1 in the first set. Looked like she couldn't find her range while the Czech was in control, but then turned it all around to find Williams still on course for a potential 24th Grand Slam trophy with a 6-4, 6-3 quarterfinal run. I mean, she's a machine. She excels at that start-stop. It's so hard to dink her. Such good hands. So I can see it, and there is your number. And speaking of numbers, Amazon joins Apple in the $1 trillion club. So Amazon's meteoric, you could say, stock rising pushed its market value above $1 trillion. For Amazon, a milestone that makes the online retailer giant only by the second publicly traded company in the U.S. to pass that mark, following Apple. Isn't that interesting? So Amazon topped, when it topped the $1 trillion, its shares were much, much higher. In fact, an intraday trade record, they say, of 2050. And when you compare it to other conversations about what's on the market and what isn't on the market and all of that, you have to be very, very careful. The CEO, Jeff Bezos, is the richest person in the world with a net worth of an estimated $166 billion. Did you hear what I said? $166 billion. Amazon is one of the most powerful forces in the e-commerce space, capturing 50% of the online retail market. And that is a big wow. Those numbers are huge that I just said. Huge! E-commerce, 50% of the online retail marketing. Wow. Jeff Bezos, hats off to you. And hats off to all of you. Thanks for listening to me. Andy on the technicals, etc. As we jump to the other side, I'll meet you in a few here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Batten down the hatches. Here comes Gordon. The National Hurricane Center says the tropical storm has made landfall south of Mobile, Alabama, packing winds of 70 miles per hour. WKRG-TV's Dana Winter is there.
We are in downtown Mobile, and the wind has just picked up significantly. That rainfall is pushing against us as well. We've driven around downtown Mobile and the causeway, an area that usually sees quite a bit of flooding. And so far, we can tell you there has been no water, no major water flooding the roadways.
Storm surges of up to several feet have been reported with strong winds. The rain is expected to keep up for days as it heads north towards Arkansas. Officials in Escambia County, Florida, say a tree fell in a mobile home, killing someone inside. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we're very excited to be joined by Ruth Hedges. Think of Global Crowdfunding Convention in Vegas. I love Vegas. I used to live there, and this is the perfect place for it, right? At the end of October, actually 2 days in October, October 23rd and 24th. And big news as far as Global Crowdfunding Convention is concerned, because they've hooked up with Microsoft, but we'll get to that in a second. First, we need to start from the very beginning. Ruth, thanks so much for popping on with us here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is really exciting stuff.
So tell us, for people who don't know, let's talk about crowdfunding.
Sure.
The beginnings of it, everything.
So actually, the Statue of Liberty was crowdfunded. They did not have. Yes, it was. That's absolutely true. They did not have any place to put it, so they had to crowdfund.
We got the statue.
We got the statue.
What did we do with
really,
it?
Really, they didn't have. And it was going to cost $125,000 of a concrete and yes. whatever else yes. they built to put this on. And so they put an ad in the newspaper. And people gave pennies and nickels and dimes till they came up with $125,000. And that was a lot of, that's millions of dollars in today's
yes.
dollars.
Right, yes. right.
But that was some of the first crowdfunding.
So the early days of crowdfunding, now we leap forward to now, and that's like a buzzword. You like have it's your own vocabulary when it comes to crowdfunding.
We do.
How big, well, let's talk about the impetus for it. How did this all start?
So when the Internet came into play, we had a way to communicate with a large group of people about causes and about innovation and things that before we would have to meet face-to-face to do. So the technology really helped push crowdfunding. But then there were some people who created the platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe were the three big ones that came out initially. And then there was actually one of the platforms that most people don't know about. It's called artist share, and it was in before Kickstarter and Indiegogo, and it was for musicians. And in 2003, they launched Artist Share to help musicians fund their music because the
2003. So 10 years before.
Before Kickstarter. Well, Kickstarter is about 2008, so it was really 5 years, let's say.
I am going to interrupt you to tell one on myself. I was at a startup event in New York and met the founders of Kickstarter. They were pitching.
Right.
And I walked away and I thought, that's the stupidest.
Oh, my God, you did not, really.
I did not say, can I invest? It was very early on. And, I mean, they were just working on the vocabulary. And the. But before you knew what it was such an insane idea that it really didn't make sense until it made sense.
Until it made sense. Yeah. And then it just, it's so on Artist Share, they've had 29 artists, musicians, nominated for a Grammy, and 10 of them won Grammy Awards.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you realize this music would have never existed without crowdfunding? And they are Grammy-quality music. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
You would have had to go to their house and know to knock on their garage door.
Right. Wow. Exactly. Yeah.
Crazy. That's fantastic.
How in monetary terms, I mean, the money has to be off the charts. I always say it's what's your wow. Where are we as far as that's concerned, Ruth?
So when I first did my first convention in 2012, we're doing our sixth global crowdfunding convention this year, the entire industry in the whole world was $1.7 billion. Last year was $65 billion. Yeah. It was more than venture capital funding. More than venture capital funding.
Well, and there's another piece to this that I think is important. Of that, say the number again, how many billions?
65.
65 billion. What percentage is the thing people think of when they think of crowdsourcing, which is Kickstarter?
Well, it's not crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is a different thing.
Okay.
This is crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding,
right.
I mean. But,
yeah.
But I think when people hear a number like that and this conversation, they think Kickstarter. So I think one of the things we need to do is explain the difference, just for starters.
Right, sure. So there are three kinds of crowdfunding. There is what is called donation or cause-related crowdfunding. Everybody knows GoFundMe.
Yes.
Katrina, the Boston bombing, medical causes, $750 million on GoFundMe alone is for medical causes. Then you have people that are just, you know, college tuition. People crowdfund tuition all the time. They crowdfund anything you can possibly think of. That's donation or cause-related crowdfunding. The second kind is called reward crowdfunding. There are several thousand platforms in every language, in every country in the world today where you can crowdfund. It's not just Kickstarter and Indiegogo anymore. There are huge platforms now in China, in Italy, in France, you name it. There's crowdfunding everywhere in the world today. And that's mostly based on reward crowdfunding, where you have a prototype for an idea of product, and you don't have the money for the inventory. So you go to the crowd and you say, hey, look, if you help me with some upfront money, I will give you one of these right off, you know, when we get it manufactured, for below the manufactured suggested retail price.
Maybe it's signed by Sting, or there's a party.
Right.
Or, I mean, it's a reward.
It's a reward. Yeah. But in many cases, it's the thing that is the reward.
Right.
It's not
that's
the
right.
baseball cap and the T-shirt that's really
that's
compelling
right.
people.
It's
that thing. Yes. I want the drone.
The coolest
I want the 3D,
cooler where the guy wanted
cooler.
To make
$100,000
and got $10 million in funding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
yes.
So you have to have a favorite story. I know that's hard, but what's your favorite story to come out of now going into your 6 years? Of somebody getting funding?
Well, there's so many of them because I'm obviously immersed in this.
Yeah.
It's like I have a computer chip of stuff. there is a couple of them. One is in January just this year, a board game called Monster 1.5 crowdfunded $1 million in 19 minutes.
Whoa.
And then went on to crowdfund $5 million in the first 48 hours.
Holy smokes.
There is
who's the creator?
It's a game company.
Okay.
I don't have
so
the name.
So it's somebody with
game.
A background
yes,
in games.
Yes, it's a game,
okay.
And it's a board game with creatures.
Okay. So it's not even, it's not gaming.
No, it's not gaming.
Digital.
It's an actual board, like a Monopoly kind of board game. And then there's Flowhive, which was, this one blew my mind. They were trying to raise $150,000 for a box that taps into a tree and or into a beehive or something, and you get honey. And they raised $12 million. They were trying to raise $150,000.
Wow.
They raised $12 million in 30 days.
So what do you attribute that to? Stop for a second. What do you attribute that to? They knew how to tell their story. People were excited about it. It has to be part about the pitch has to be good.
So this is why I put the convention on every year, and this is why I also have a software that helps people understand. You cannot set it and forget it. You cannot build it and they will come. It is a real serious process. It's like applying for a grant, right? If you apply for a grant, you have to fill out a lot of forms and you have to go through a process. Even if you want to go after venture capital funding, how many people go on a roadshow, travel the country? That's a process. They have to get prepared. They have to have a business plan and they have to do all these things. Crowdfunding has a list of things too. And if you don't do them, you will not raise a dime.
Yes.
And even though I can sit here and name hundreds of campaigns that have been extremely successful, I can list thousands of campaigns that have failed miserably.
And maybe somebody gets lucky once in a while because they don't do what you prescribe.
Exactly.
If you want to do it in a smart, strategic way,
you have to have a killer video, and you have to have great social footprint. People have to be able to Google
social
you.
Social media is everything.
And know that you are a thought leader in whatever it is you're doing. Write some blog articles. Get some press. For example, I have been in Forbes 7 times. I've been either interviewed or quoted on crowdfunding in your magazine for, you know, a long time. And that matters, you know.
Right.
One of the things I want to go back to, so say the name of the honey product again.
Flowhive.
Flowhive. Mm-hmm. They wanted to raise $150,000. They raised $12 million. I want to make sure everyone listening understands that when they raised that $12 million, if they had gone to VCs, they would have given up 30, 50, 70% of their company. This $12 million, they sold product and still own 100% of the company. They didn't sell the company. They sold the product. And that is, I think, one of the most transformational things about this form of funding.
It is. But let me just say, as one of the pioneers of the securities-based crowdfunding, which is now legal to be able to raise money, giving people equity in a company, there was a company called Oculus Rift.
Of course.
You remember Oculus? Okay, so they raised $2.5 million on Kickstarter, and then they were bought up for $1 billion.
Right.
And the people, there were 900 people who gave them 9,000 people who gave them $300 so they could have a pair of the 3D glasses when they manufactured them. Those people would have gotten a $40,000 return on that $300 investment.
All right. Well, I take back what I said about the... I get it.
A year and a half later...
Had they invested
had that $300...
And the company would have got their funding.
And the company would have still gotten the funding.
Yes.
And they could have bought themselves a whole lot of glasses for $40,000.
So this really addresses, in part, the qualified investor problem. I mean,
everyone in this room is a angel investor. They just don't know it.
Yes.
You don't have to be accredited investor anymore.
Accredited investor.
You don't have to have a net worth of $1 million or an income of $200,000 for 2 years in a row to be considered an investor in a startup business plan. Before these laws were passed, there was only 8.7 million people in the entire country that were eligible to invest. Meanwhile, you have 240 million other people who have a lot of discretionary money because we spent $1 trillion on Christmas this year. We hit $1 trillion the first time.
It also meant, and this is what made me crazy about the qualified, is the term qualified investor?
Yeah.
What made me crazy about it is if your next door neighbor created the new Facebook and you believed in it and you wanted to invest... Before crowdsourced equity came along, if you didn't have enough wealth, the government said,
no, you can't
invest. Sorry, you may have picked the best. You could not take any of your money and put it in because the law forbade it. And that, to me, was tragic.
It was tragic because we are sitting on the wealthiest country in the world with so much I live in Las Vegas. Look at all the people that walk into a casino, put money on a craps table, a slot machine. Nobody cares how much they spend. But when it comes to investing, the government feels like they have to get in the middle of this and protect all of us from losing our shirts.
Ruth, hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation with Ruth Hedges, CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention, on our next edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, I mean, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry. And Farm Girl, obviously, by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that it's nothing like what they expected, and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of farms, you know, throughout the country, and a lot of the farms have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, it, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful, make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with social media and Instagram. There's a posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, at cost, because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them a certified design address, which is what they expected in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers, and it's just I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people, and there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet, and so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it, but it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon, so there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell, I mean, this is good, so advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears, what do you advise that they do? Just make sure, that, I mean, obviously your site is safe, and just be double check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses?
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things, if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, a phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a, something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website, check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much. CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, and they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down And then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings were taken down. Give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry, so that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there is some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of this is goods seized, okay, originating from China. You know how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.